Evening, everybody. How we doing?
Good.
I'm doing great. Really happy for the fellas again. Thought defensively Rob did a really good job, and the defense did a really good job being able to intercept that first ball, set up a score, pick off two more in the red zone, stop on a goal line stand. I thought all those things were excellent. Keep a really good running team to under 100 yards rushing. I think there was real progress there. And a lot of different guys contributed in a lot of different ways. And then offensively, to Jerome, I think, has a bronze record now with most rush attempts in a game. Followed up the game last week with over 100 yards. And we had a couple hiccups offensively, the one fumble there in the third quarter. But besides that, I thought it was pretty complimentary football across the board. And I'm just happy for them. I think that they've been playing good football for a while and getting rewarded for it and finding ways to win, which is something we've been talking about throughout the course of the season. So with that, open up to questions.
Is this season kind of ending too quickly for you now, Aaron, the way you guys have been playing here at the end?
I think it's I don't know how to answer that. I'm happy with the way things are going. And like I've said throughout this, I've seen progress from the group, and it is a process. And now they're being rewarded for that hard work. They're being rewarded for the good things that have been happening that always weren't very apparent. But to see this, it's really positive.
Eric, that series at the end of the first half, all the unsportsmanlike and all penalties and everything, and then capped off by a 61-yard field goal. Have you ever seen anything like that?
No. Not real happy with the 61-yard field goal. And we were trying to squib it past the interior guy there and didn't get it past him. With Janikowski's leg, I mean, he can hit it from anywhere. So that wasn't a very good job by us from a coaching perspective. To put them in a position where they could hit that field goal.
Eric, what has Jerome done, or what did he do to the point where you started featuring him as the running back last week and again this week? What happened there to make you say, all right, he's going to be our go-to guy?
Well, I think that he's someone that's continued to improve throughout this season, and he and I talked about what I was looking for from him at practice. What I was looking for from him in pass protection, and those things are really important. I've seen him improve in those areas, and I think it's been reflected in the way that he's played throughout the throughout his opportunity to be the featured back.
For a guy who's been knocked his whole career and not being able to carry that many times, I mean, what's it mean for him? What does it mean to set a record like this?
Well, I didn't really feel the same way in terms of his size being an issue, just having the experience that I had with Leon Washington. And they both came out the same year. They both had similar numbers in college. They both have a lot of the same traits. And I saw the way that Leon picked up the blitz and the way that he improved. And I knew that JC could be that same type of back. He's just gotten a lot of opportunities, and I really think the offensive line has improved, and they've blocked, done a really nice job, but they're blocking the tight ends, Lawrence, the wide receivers, all those guys.
Eric, kind of a follow-up what Jeff said. The three-game winning streak, what kind of a statement is that for, and you talk about the process all the time, where the process is now and what it could be down the road?
Well, I really believe in the fact that when you get a lot of good people working towards the same goal with no concern about individual accolades, concern about what their role is, just this one focus on winning the game, good things happen. And that's what it's been. We were close there in San Diego, been close at different points throughout the course of the season, but you have to learn how to compete, then you got to learn how to win, and then you got to learn how to deal with winning. And all those things, they're not – you just can't manufacture those lessons. It's part of the journey, and they've done a nice job building the experiences that we've had.
What do you think led to all the pushing and shoving and the chippiness?
I don't know. I know our guys were ready to play. Our guys weren't going to take anything from anybody, and you know, sometimes that leads to a little extra pushing and shoving. Just wanted to make sure we didn't get the penalties.
Yes, and that's Oakland had a one or two of those unsportsmanlike penalties, and there was some chippiness. But then they let it get out of hand. They had two or three or four more that really, really hurt them. And you guys just kind of settled in and put it behind you and didn't allow that kind of situation to be a negative factor.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was going to let anybody else get in that situation where they got a penalty that hurt the team. It's not good smart football, and everybody realizes that it may make you feel good for a second, but it hurts the group, and it can lead to points, it can lead to losing games, and there's a good awareness across the board, not just from the coaches, but from the other players, and we're not doing that. We are not doing that.
Eric, has Jerome done enough that if next year you would feel comfortable going into the season with him as your feature back?
You know, I think he's shown a lot of good things. I think that's something that I have to discuss with Mike and see what he feels. And you know, I think there's been a lot of positives from Jerome and a lot of growth from him in areas that just aren't on the field as a pro. In the classroom, at practice, it's nice to see, and I've been able to see it from the beginning.
How much did Rob's familiarity with Oakland and their offense help you in preparing the game plan for this week and executing?
I think it helped, but the difficulty that we had in the early part of the week was not knowing who we were going to get at quarterback, so we were studying more concepts, consistent plays that they've shown, regardless of who is a quarterback, and then you have to piece in that last element once you get a feel or a sense of who it's going to be. But I thought the biggest difference between us defensively this week and last week was the communication and execution of the calls that we had. They weren't the mental breakdowns. They weren't the there wasn't confusion as to which defense we were playing. We give up a few plays here and there, but you can live with getting beat on a play. You can't live with giving up a play.